This is the Texas Standard.
It is impossible to calculate the loss suffered by the survivors of the shooting at Sutherland Springs. Even if they tried, the most obviously culpable person, the shooter, is dead. And that's often the case at the end of such tragedies. But could the survivors try to sue the gunmaker for damages? Well, sure, but they'd likely get tossed out of court because of a law that shields gun and ammo makers from such claims. So is there no accountability in the system? Well, this time, in this case, John Culhane thinks there just might be. Mr. Culhane is a professor at Widener University School of Law. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what is it that makes this case different, Professor?
You know, in most cases, the sort of available defendants would be, as you say, the person who fired the gun, which is the defendant, you know, I'd like to hold accountable in a case like this, or the person who sold the gun. That's trickier. It was trickier to start with, but in 2005, Congress passed a law that basically immunizes gun sellers from almost all lawsuits. So in those cases, you really are stuck and you've got no remedy unless some kind of a charitable fund is established or something along those lines. But in this case, we have a situation in which the government failed to follow its own rules and procedures, and we can say that that's what led to this gunman being able to purchase a gun and then use it. So you have a culpable actor here who's neither the shooter nor the seller of the gun.
What we're talking about is that were it not for the fact that the Air Force, the U.S. Air Force, this would be the way it would be argued. Were it not for the fact that the U.S. Air Force failed to put the shooter's name into the national database, he would not have been able to obtain the weapons to commit this atrocity.
That's right.
That's the way
you're
saying it.
That's the way you'd frame the argument. Now, whether you can pull that off or not, you know, is a trickier question.
Yeah, what about sovereign immunity here, Professor?
Well, sovereign immunity is probably not a problem because of the Federal Torts Claims Act. Federal Torts Claims Act is enacted in 1946, and basically it waives sovereign immunity for many of the things government does if you can find that they were done negligently. If you have a policy in place and it's carried out negligently, you've got a claim. So I don't think the Federal Torts Claims Act is the problem here. I think the causation issue is going to be trickier because the Air Force could argue, well, he could have gotten the gun some other way through a secondhand market or something along those lines.
Exactly. Now, we now have so many mass shootings, and you've already articulated the brick walls to compensation. You later in this piece that you have written, you argue that maybe there should be something like a September 11th victim compensation fund if we wanted to get serious about trying to compensate the many victims of shootings across the nation.
Yeah, and I think in this case, the argument is particularly strong because the 9/11 fund, as horrible as that was, it was pretty hard to say the government was at fault. And so you had taxpayer money paying sort of tort-like compensation damages to the families of people who were killed. In this case, you clearly have government fault, it seems. And so I think the argument for a compensation fund, particularly in this case, is strong. And I think it's the morally right thing to do because it would enable quick compensation as opposed to slogging through the court system. And I think it could take years by the time you go through appeals. So I think that's the right thing to do in this case.
And perhaps it might also, in a sense, as a policy matter, make the federal government pay for the success or lack thereof of its policies when it comes to mass shootings.
That's right. It's always tricky, though, when you're talking about the government, because it's still taxpayer money. So in a sense, the people who are accountable is all of us, right? So the government, you know, ends up being able to pass the cost off to the taxpayers. But I think they still have suffer, you know, kind of a political hit. So I think, you know, there's reasons, you know, for doing that in any case.
John Culhane is a professor of law and co-director of the Family Health Law and Policy Institute at Widener University School of Law. Professor Culhane, thanks so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.